You will generally use double-sided reflections when you've heard several arguments both for and against making a change. Double-sided reflections are intended to highlight the person's ambivalence and encourage them to reflect on what they'd like to do. Since double-sided reflections include both change talk and sustain talk, it's recommended to end your reflection with a change talk, since people are more likely to focus on the last thing that they've heard. For example, imagine that during a conversation with a participant, they say all of the following phrases. I would like to start exercising again because I know it's good for my health. I don't know when I'd find the time to be physically active. I know if I exercise, I'll be setting a good example for my kids. And there aren't any gyms or parks near me, so I'm not even sure what I'd do for physical activity. You might respond by saying something like, so it sounds like on one hand, you don't know how to fit physical activity into your schedule, and you're not sure what kinds of physical activities you like to do, but on the other hand, you know that exercise is great for your health, and you want to be a good role model for your children.